Barcelona May Days 1937. A civil war within a civil war. This month marks the 80th anniversary of the May Days in Barcelona during the Spanish Civil War in 1937. Below is a reply to an article in The Observer on the 7th of May. Both this and a shorter version were unpublished by Socialist Party General Secretary Peter Taaffe. Professor Paul Preston's attack on George Orwell and the veracity of the latter's account of the Barcelona events of 1937. Homage to Catalonia, Observer the 7th of May, is a scandalous distortion of events, and cannot be left unanswered. Orwell's was a relatively accurate account of the attempts of the PAUM, Workers' Party of Marxist Unity, to defend and extend the gains of the Spanish Revolution against the capitalist Stalinist counter-revolution, being waged within the Civil War. True, the PAUM committed a big error in entering the Catalan government, sacrificing its class independence. But the Popular Front government's attempt to take the Barcelona telephone exchange, Telefónica, a symbol of workers' control, in May 1937 met with mass resistance. The government's attempt to take over the telephone exchange led to Barcelona workers arming themselves and building barricades. Very quickly, the whole of Barcelona was in their hands. Anthony Beaver, a capitalist historian, but more honest than Preston, wrote, "The anarchists had an overwhelming numerical majority, holding almost 90% of Barcelona and its suburbs." He added, "These overwhelming advantages were not used, because the CNTFE knew that further fighting would lead to a full civil war within the civil war, in which they would be cast as traitors, even if the nationalists were unable to take advantage of the situation." Counter-revolution. Yet a civil war within the civil war was already taking place through the onslaught of the counter-revolution against the gains of the working class. Such processes unfold in all revolutions, which see shifts to the left leading to attempts at counter-revolution, and to a further movement forward of the revolution. This was a classic case where a small, but determined revolutionary party like the PAUM could have won over the masses. But, instead of openly campaigning for a militant, conscious policy of resistance, and for the completion of the revolution, the PAUM leaders went for diplomacy behind the scenes with the CNT leaders. This gave the initiative to the counter-revolution, which denounced the PAUM and the anarchist organization, Friends of Durruti, as agents provocateurs. Cheered on and organized by the Stalinists, the counter-revolution crushed the movement in Barcelona and effectively liquidated the Spanish Revolution. All the horrors of Stalinist barbarity were now unleashed in the secret prisons, the use of torture, the assassination of the PAUM leaders Nin and Andreid, and the similar deaths of anarchists and other workers, which Preston concedes. The Barcelona events represented the high point of the revolution. The civil war afterwards took on a purely military character. Accordingly, the masses became increasingly indifferent to its outcome. Rather than follow the distortions of Professor Preston, it would be better if those interested in the Spanish Revolution read the works of Leon Trotsky, The Spanish Revolution, 1931-37, and Félix Moro, Revolution, and Counter-Revolution in Spain. The Spanish Revolution 1931-37, a socialist party pamphlet featuring articles by Peter Taaffe and Leon Trotsky, is available from leftbooks.co.uk for £1.